Let's take your home from drab to fab. Let's do it easily. Let's transform it and give you an instant HGTV effect like you've never had before.
You're listening to Welcome Home to the Suburbs. Designing a new home to be your family's sanctuary can feel impossible during the stress of moving. In this podcast, interior designer Jill Kalman shares practical advice, design wisdom, and lifestyle tips for anyone moving to a new home. You'll learn all about the psychology of a well-designed home and how to survive the move and thrive in your new life. Say goodbye to overwhelm and hello to a home you love to come back to every single time. Here's your host, Jill Kalman.
I know you want to see transformations in your home and you want to see them instantly. And HGTV gives us the feeling that that can happen. Well, that's usually not the case, but I am going to explain to you today one thing that does that for you easily and very high impact. So here we go. So as you may or may not know, I have this in-person styling service, but it kind of goes bigger than that. I love accessorizing. I love styling. I always have. In fact, before I decided to become an interior designer, I contemplated becoming a stylist. That's just how much I love it. And I found when I became an interior designer, one of the last steps or layers that I implemented was bringing in all the accessories and layering the space. And when I did that, the client just had a totally different feel about it. Or if they hadn't quite accessorized yet and we did a photo shoot and I would bring everything in, they would be like, wow, oh my God, I want to keep everything because it has such an impact. And that's why when I decided to develop a course, the course is on accessorizing. So I have an in-person service, I have a course, and I have another digital service that can actually help with accessorizing, but it has such an impact. It brings personality to your space. It brings interest to your space. It brings texture and layering to your space. It makes your space look curated and just really ties everything together. I can't say enough about it, but what I realized, I've always known, but what I realized when I'm doing some of these in-person services, it's so transformative. It is that HGTV effect where the room may have started off what I will call sparse. So one room that I recently did, the mantle was completely empty, nothing on it, nothing hanging above it. A sofa was in the room, no coffee table, two chairs, and a cabinet with some mixed mishmash items on it that didn't look so good. So the room needed some fresh throw pillows, mantle decor, something hanging above the mantle, something on the wall above that console that I described with that sort of mishmash grouping, a pair of lamps for extra lighting and also to add some interest to the console, and a coffee table. So along with that, there were a couple other spaces in the home with built-in bookcases, and that made a huge difference too. I'll tell you in a minute what happened there. So this will actually all be posted on my Instagram too, that you can see the before and afters, but I'm going to describe it to you as best as I can here just to give you a glimpse and just to really communicate how it is so instant within a matter of hours that you can change your space. And you can do this on your own or with the help of a professional. But it really is A, a lot of fun, and B, when it's done, you're just like, wow. So I've kind of set the scene, and the living room that I described had a completely open floor plan to a dining room that had been completely decorated already. And it was really pretty. And it had some neutral blues and greens in there and some cream and some nice furnishings. And so this space was completely open to it. So I knew I had to sort of play off of those colors. So that automatically set for me the tone of kind of what I was looking for. And the client's initial feeling was, this just isn't tied together. This room sits open to this other room and I need it to sort of connect to it. It was just sort of dangling out there. And it also wasn't very inviting. The first thing I do is kind of look around, like I said, to what else is adjoining it, what else is near it, what else is going on in the home. I took pictures and then I set out on shopping. So I will spend about a week off and on taking some time and going shopping at various places. And I'll go everywhere from Home Goods to really nice little home boutiques. And I run the gamut with the highs and the lows. Or if somebody said to me they want it all done at Home Goods, guess what? I can actually accomplish it. So I went to various places, sort of high, medium, and low prices. And when you are shopping for these things for your home, you always need more than you think. And basically, you're going to be going to places which likely will have a return policy. So even if you overbuy a few things and have to return, it's typically not an issue. But you need way more than you think you need. I'm always surprised at myself. Like, I feel like, wow, I really bought a lot. And then I bring it in and we ended up using either every single item or maybe only having one or two items left over. So always buy more than you need. The other thing is you can start with, you always want to start with anything you already have in the home that you can use. So in this living room area, it was just pretty much devoid and we needed things. But in other areas of this home, they already had things and I made sure to make use of those while incorporating. So I guess the first thing too is that when you are styling your home, don't feel like you have to just chuck everything out and nothing's going to be used and you just have to buy all new. The idea is not to go and buy all new. The idea is to look at what you have, see what you like. So anything that you like, that is what can potentially be used, salvaged, arranged in a way that you like. And I encourage that because the whole idea of styling is to have objects that you gravitate to, that make you smile, that evoke a nice mood, a memory, that are happy. So all of that's important. I even mentioned in my course, like I have a couple decorative dishes in my home and what we fill them with are seashells and rocks and things that we gather when we take our beach vacations. And my daughter and I like to go beach combing and gather these things. So those will be part of my accessories I style with, because they evoke a beautiful memory of summer and of those beach walks. So you don't want to just throw everything out and get new. These things need to be personal to you. And when you're shopping, you want to think about colors you like and that work in your home, and also things that are personal to you. So if there's a book you discover that's about a place you've either traveled to and love or you hope to travel to, it's always been like a special wish, that's great. Or a book about something you collect, or artwork you like, or photography, anything that really speaks to you, things that have monograms, you know, with your letter or your family's last name, initial, anything that's personable is also a really, really important thing. So in this case, for this living room, as I said, we needed to buy most of everything because there weren't things from other rooms we could pull in and use, because I do try that too. But I knew what colors, I knew the taste of this person. And so I was able to pretty readily shop and things would catch my eye that I knew could work. Once the shopping's done, I arrange an installation date and I bring everything over and I very quickly get things set up. And it's just amazing how even in front of my eyes, like I'll put the throw pillow on the couch and I'll be like, wow, what a difference, you know, and I'll set everything up. But the best feeling is that when the client walks by the room and they're like, wow, that is such a big difference. And I've been in their home an hour. So it's that really quick, like I've been there an hour and look what I did. It's like the magic wand effect. And I just can't say enough about it. So, you know, in this living room, much of it was set up. I had to make a second trip and go back and get the mirror and another little thing delivered. And you're going to see some after shots of that. When it came to the bookcase, they had some nice sentimental family photos, other sentimental items. And I kept those. And then I kind of got rid of some of the other clutter. I also asked the client first, like, is there anything that you want to keep that's a must? And I will make it work if there is. This client was relatively flexible and pretty much anything could go. But I felt that keeping some of these sentimental items again is important because you need to speak to you and your family. And I took these six shelves. And again, I had all this stuff and I'm like, I think I have way too much. And I ended up using it. And that doesn't mean it was cluttered, by the way. On some shelves, it was just one major thing with like a book or two things, but they were graphic and made a statement. And I did these six shelves and they were like, wow, that is so much better. That is so much different. And again, it was just like this under an hour, let me rearrange this here, put this there, add this. And we have something really magical. So that happened in two other shelving areas of the house, same scenario. And in both, we also used client objects incorporated with what I bought. And it became this rich, layered, personalized and beautiful areas of the home that now make it look really together, really coordinated, goes with everything that they have, goes with the vibe that they have, as well as the palette they have, and speaks to some of these personal threads that are also woven through. It just so happens I have a brand new freebie that you are not going to want to miss. It is Find Your Interior Design Style, and it is a little quiz just for you so that you can define your interior design style with what I call my down-to-earth method. It's a quiz that you can take so that you can start decorating your dream home right away, what I want to call the easy way. It doesn't have to be complicated. If you've ever searched for the words to describe your ideal home design aesthetic, you can find your answer right here. Because the truth is, very few people are all in on one style. What makes you and your home comfortable, unique, and inviting is your personal style, which is likely a combination of multiple style types. It's easy to get caught up in the trends and the buzzwords, and this quiz helps you very quickly simplify it so you can make your own style just that, yours, and who knows, maybe you will be a trendsetter. But if you want to discover your style combination and then get my hot take on cultivating your down-to-earth style, one that is unique just to you, and how to find and implement the design and decor you love in your home, this is for you. All you have to do is go to my website, jillkalmaninteriors.com/quiz, and you can begin to take it. So now if we take you from that before scenario with the living room where it looked sparse, it looked disjointed, it looked a little thrown off, you now gravitate into that room because there's this beautiful arrangement of items on the mantle that quickly catch the peripheral vision of your eye. When you're in the entry from the left side, you see it, you're automatically turned to go in there. The mantle now is this beautiful array. The throw pillows on the sofa just pop and are rich and warm the space up. The throw pillows on the chair added height and texture and a softness and an interest. And on the console is beautiful lighting with artwork. And so now you're sort of drawn into this place. And once you're drawn in, you feel like you want to spend time in it. Whereas before, there wasn't much going on to draw you in. And then certainly if you were in there, it wasn't a place you wanted to stay. So your rooms in your home, you want to feel drawn to them. And then once you're drawn in, you want to feel like you want to stay, meaning use them, sit in them, function in them as they are planned so that you enjoy them. And that's critical. And styling can do that for you. What styling can also do for you that is interesting is that if your room needs a refresh and you are not in the position or really just don't want to go out and like deal with having to buy new furniture or really expensive pieces, take what you have and changing out the throw pillows, buying maybe a new smaller area rug to throw over a bigger rug, buying a small occasional table, changing out the accessories on your mantle, refreshing your bookcase, adding a lamp. That can actually completely change a room where you feel like you have redecorated, but you haven't spent the kind of money you would have to spend when you buy all new furniture. So that's another benefit that styling has that I love. And from doing these services in person, like I said, this is something I've always known and I'm always passionate about. There's nothing more satisfying than, you know, finishing a space or leaving the space and having the clients come up to me and be like, everything looks so amazing, and just repeating it and just feeling like, wow, this is such a difference. And I was only in their house like 2.5 hours. So as I mentioned, I have the course, which is if you don't live in my local area, it walks you through all those what I call hot spots of your home, like your coffee table, chests, consoles, mantles, throw pillows for your bed, throw pillows for your sofas, you name it, it's there. I have a digital service if you also don't live in my area called RoomRx. And in RoomRx, I can definitely look at those areas and tell you what to do. So for example, if it's a console and I may say you want to buy a pair of lamps, this would be the color. I can give you tips on where to shop, what to look for if you go to Home Goods. So if you're more of a DIYer, the course and then the RoomRx give you those things. The RoomRx is a one-on-one where I would, you know, go through everything with you, but you would still be on your own to shop and to place it. And the course is a complete DIY and it's great. It even gives you shopping sources and links and a lot of ideas. So I really recommend the course in general. It's a great price. And if you do live local in the Fairfield County, Connecticut area, I am doing these in person where I basically come in and evaluate the spaces that you think you need done. I take 45 minutes to do that. I will send you a proposal after that, which with what the charges would be to do it. And then if you decide to go ahead with it, I start right away by getting your shopping done. Once it's done, we schedule up the install. I come, set it all up, and like a magic wand, it is done. Voila. The HGTV effect. I'm going to invite you to stay tuned to my social media channel so you can get some before and afters of this project that I've described here, as well as others. And the before and afters are always a nice thing to see. And I understand why people like to see that. It really shows the difference and the transformation. Take a peek into my services as well, because they can really help you with this, whether I come to your home or not, and you do my guided course, which, by the way, the course is in really digestible modules. I didn't want it really lengthy and overwhelming. Like, you can sit and look at a module over mantles within a few minutes and get your ideas and go to my links and stuff. So it's really palatable, easy to digest, and just to get you on your way. I didn't want anything to be too overwhelming at all. I invite you to look at my website at the different services that I offer. You can always set up a free discovery call with me about any of the services, and we can go through everything. And I just want to impart again that this is one of the most transformative ways to have a change in your house that is so impactful for yourself, for people who come visit your home, that you really just won't believe it. And it just happens to be one of my all-time favorite things to do and one of my all-time passions. So I'm really focused on it. Stay tuned for my Instagram as well on my Like to Know It. I'm going to start featuring some of my favorite styling accessories I use to give you guys some shopping links in addition to what the shopping links are that are in my course. But I provide that as well because, again, this is just something I love so much. I really could eat, sleep, and drink it. And I just love it. I love the impact it has. And I do it in my own home. I love doing it in my own home. I'm always stumbling across special things that I feel like if I display them in my home, it's just going to make my home a happier place. So I want to make your home a happier place too, and show you how it can be transformative. It can be quick, because a lot of things on HGTV seem real as far as when you're like renovating or doing a massive interior design project, and they seem like they happen so quick, but in real life, they don't. Because on HGTV, A, it's produced, it's edited, and B, they have a massive team of people, much larger than even a large design firm has. But everybody sees it and feels like, why can't I just have that in a second? Well, this is something that you can have in your home, maybe not in a second, but within a few hours. So I wanted to share that with you and hope you enjoy it and hope you will try your hand yourself at doing it, or give me a ring and I would love to help you. From my home to yours, I will see you here soon. If you like what you're hearing on Welcome Home to the Suburbs, I would be so appreciative if you would support the show. The best way to support the show is to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I would be so appreciative, and I hope you will leave us a review. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Welcome Home to the Suburbs. Head over to JillCalmanInteriors.com to learn more about designing a beautiful new home while minimizing the stress of moving. See you back here next week.